I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Fighting slows in Syria as its president tries to curry favor abroad. Meanwhile, the Syrian currency dropped to a historic low this month, trading at 9,500 pounds to one U.S. dollar. Samuel of Redemptive Stories says local churches are helping people in the name of Jesus, but even Syrian Christians who still have a paid job are falling into poverty. Please pray for Syria today.
The economic situation still is in shambles, and it continues to get worse and worse. The average salary amounts to about $17 a month because everything's paid in the local currency due to inflation. 85 to 90% of people living in Syria right now would be starving if they did not have financial aid of some sort. The whole country is subsisting because of relatives and friends around the world sending back cash.
And technology drives industry, which supports the economy and people in turn. When technology advances, every subsequent link in the chain improves as a result. For example, steam engines propelled the first industrial revolution in the 1700s. Today, smart devices power Industry 4.0. A3's Joe Handley says,
we're moving into a period of automation. There's all that talk about AI impacting multiple fields.
Adaption varies widely in Vietnam.
Some of the churches, they were not up to speed with the digital revolution, especially once you got outside the big cities.
The COVID-19 pandemic forced churches to adjust. Congregations that previously kept to themselves now put the love of Christ on full display. Praise God for providing the technology that allows believers to connect with each other and with people in need. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org.